It's Marketplace Tech for Thursday the 6th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Maybe you would save more for retirement if digitally you got a visit from the ghost of Christmas future. A Stanford study found that you'd think harder about saving if you could see what you'd look like someday.
People who are focused or get exposed to this age progressed picture of themselves, they are more likely to save for their future than otherwise.
That's Alok Prasad, head of Bank of America's Merrill Edge Investing. He's talking about a terrifying tool he's put online called Face Retirement. It snaps your picture and ages it. Patty Hirsch, Marketplace's senior producer of personal finance, wouldn't show me his results, but I had the guts, starting with the control picture of me today.
Look at that. You're very pink and hale and hearty there, I must say.
Yeah, I feel I'm a very vital 52.
And, absolutely.
And on the right side of the screen, you'll notice this. It says a gallon of gas costs these days about $3.84 a gallon. This is going to become relevant in the future. Open the one where I'm 77.
You've got a few jowls there.
There's some jowls. The hair is exactly the same color as silver.
You've still got the same amount, which is also good.
What are some of the problems that we have when trying to think about planning for the future? There is a tendency, right, Patty, for people to discount the future?
Sure. I mean, you know, people are focused on the now, right? It's like you want to deal with the situation that you're in. So you don't think about what's going to be happening 40 years ahead, or at least many people don't. The majority of Americans tend to be focused on the now, and that's why we don't save well for retirement.
Okay, now age 87, open that thing.
Oh, yes. You're looking a little stern there, actually. You're looking like the kind of grandpa that you don't really want to have, who's, you know, going to beat you with a stick if you take too many cookies from the jar on a Sunday.
I start out smiling at age 52. I'm not smiling anymore at 87.
No, you're not smiling. And look, maybe that's the point.
It says in the year 2067, when I'm 107, if I live that long, gasoline will be $24.15 a gallon.
I wonder if we'll have gasoline. I think we'll have run out by that point.
You know what the worst thing is about this system?
Tell me.
I'm looking at a picture of myself supposedly at age 107. I look like the guy who's had his face melted off in Raiders of the Lost Ark. And you know what it says right underneath it? Share on Facebook.
On Facebook.
Yeah, as if.
My thoughts precisely. But then, you know, I wonder if you're 20 years old and you play this little game with this device, you can't even imagine yourself as 107 years old. So therefore, you'd be happy to share it on Facebook because it's so unreal. And in a way, I think that undercuts the whole message of this. It's the unreality of it made manifest. So maybe it won't actually convince people to do anything with their savings at all.
Marketplace's Patty Hirsch, thank you. Maybe I will post the pics. Facebook Marketplace Tech Report. If you just noticed your Instagram photo started to look weird on Twitter, you were not alone. Not a software glitch. It was more like shots fired.
Basically, it just got real between Instagram and Twitter.
That's friend of Marketplace Tech and Slate technology blogger Will Oremus, who's been covering the burgeoning tech war between Twitter and Instagram's parent company, Facebook. He says the move is part of Instagram's larger strategy, which includes a bigger web presence. Why is Instagram willing to annoy its tweet-happy users?
When you view an Instagram photo on Twitter, you're on Twitter's site. If you're seeing ads, Twitter's getting the revenue.
Meanwhile, there's talk that Twitter may be working on its own photo filtering service. And before we go, the mayor of New York is wondering what to do with 11,000 public telephones in his city. He's just launched a contest that asks techies, designers, and other creative types to come up with cool uses for the old payphone locations. Let us know if you enter that contest at marketplacetech.org so that we can follow your efforts. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's today's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.